Hi, everybody, and welcome to our podcast called My Friend is a Porn Star.
I'm the porn star, Alexis Monroe. Hello.
And I'm the mystery host.
No name Nancy.
Oh, God.
I've been getting some really funny requests for your name, so I think by the end of, like, I don't know, maybe like 10 episodes in, we'll finally name you.
What were the names?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me see.
Okay. Are they from fans?
Yes. Let me check the email.
Can't wait for this.
I think it was like, it was an abbreviation. Something, I don't know. Let me look.
Okay. Can I just be called the coolest motherfucker on earth?
Oh my God, no.
Why? You don't think that's true?
No.
Come on. Dick.
Okay, I'm scrolling. Sorry.
Okay, well, while she's digging around on her phone. like always. I'm going to start off with a keyword.
CK.
CK, what's that for? Like CK1? Rude, everybody. Just because I'm a lesbian. Just kidding.
Snot just came out of my nose.
Whoever wrote that, rude.
No, they said it should be for Corona karaoke. So.
Oh, God. I mean, this kind of is Corona karaoke. It's a good way to put it. It's poorly produced. Production is shit. And
this
we
is
say
the first,
whatever we want.
And this is the first episode I'm sober.
Is
Hooray!
It? I thought the second one you were. No. We both were drinking. So, yeah, we're both sober.
I have tea.
And I mean,
it's really exciting. Okay.
Well, I had to convince her to not take a nap. Everybody, this is how interesting
she is to talk
to me. I literally
got pulled out of bed for this.
So you're visiting with hubby, and just to set the stage, what are we going to do tonight?
Oh, so much sushi. Get in my mouth
again.
Mouth.
I had a friend go, why do they always visit you just to eat sushi? And I was like, no, I mean, there's more to it. Like, they like hanging out with me, but...
No, we don't.
But...
The benefits are really nice. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. The sushi is a perk.
So if I lived in Michigan, you wouldn't come visit?
No, no fucking chance. We wouldn't even be friends. I'd be like, get out. Mm-mm. Or you'd have to come to me, which probably wouldn't happen very often. So
probably, yeah.
We'd be like FaceTime friends or something. Sorry, Michiganders. I know that's where I come from, but I'm not as proud as I should be.
Yeah. Well.
Tiny little podunk town.
If you hear any background noise, it's Alexis playing with her fucking coffee mug.
Can we just stop picking on me today before I stab you?
Oh, I listen to our podcast sometimes, and I'm like, oh, God, there's so much background noise.
You're like, please, all right, I'll put the cup.
Like, last time your phone was vibrating and shit. again, this is a amateur production, everybody.
It was my OnlyFans.
Okay.
Okay.
So, ooh, when do we get to go to Spearmint Rhino? I want to go.
Well, you know, this has been a big debate because, the strip clubs are starting to open, but then they're getting shut down again. So I'm not actually sure when I'm going to be touring, but as soon as it is safe to travel and Corona is not a fucking problem, we will go and we can do fun podcasts there.
So like a year
probably
from now. Okay.
A year from now.
Well, my friend went to the strip club the other night, and which I was kind of like, oh, I didn't know they would be open.
Well, I mean, Sapphire is advertising, keep your masks on so we can take our tops off. And I think that is really clever. I'm not going to lie.
It's a lovely tagline. I like it. Yeah.
Apparently, you can't get Corona if my asshole rubs against your crotch in a strip club. Only if...
Maybe pink eye.
Only if you have your mask off and I try to rub my tits on it or something.
Well, I asked, I said, well, are the vaginas wearing masks? Is like, I mean...
I think that's called a thong.
Yeah. Well, what if one of the vaginas breathes on you? I mean, they can give you corona probably. It's an open orifice. I wonder if vaginas carry corona.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out. Only certain surfaces can carry the virus, apparently. Maybe vaginas are just not one of them.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting.
According to Mr. President, if we all drink bleach, we'll be fine. So maybe instead of vag spray, like, you know, that they have bleach in those cans, we'll have bleach spray for our vaginas before we go in the pool.
Will you bleach your butthole? Is that the same? Just kidding. It's not used Clorox.
I really don't think that it has any antibacterial in there. I had to think about it. I'm like, what are the ingredients again?
It's not Clorox.
It's not straight bleach, no.
Oh, okay. It's
Bunch of fruit, 7 proprietary blends of fruit extract, actually, is what it is. South Beach Skin Solutions.
What?
That's what's in it.
That doesn't sound right.
It is. I can prove
it. So what, there's like mango seed in it? No, it's like
bearberry and licorice root and throwing it back to my salon days. I forgot the rest, but that's all I remember.
Well, the important two. So it's vegan?
It's vegan.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's good to know.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun to... And we need to have the manager on. We need to get that set up out there. Mm-hmm. People, she won't do it. Just reach out to her. Okay. Thank you.
I'm lazy.
Yeah. I think it would be super cool to do a podcast somewhere else, like meet and
I think set it up. We could be like the traveling podcast.
Yeah.
You could go on all my dance gigs with me.
I don't know about that.
And then you can tell your own version of these crazy stories.
No. Mm-mm.
Yep.
No.
You guys, I would literally have her pinned down by strippers and I would make them.
I mean, I don't have any problem being pinned down by
her.
Hot women. It's the everything else. Like, I don't want to carry your trash bags full of money. I don't want to get my drink spiked just because you gave me your drink. How many times has hubby been spiked because he drank out of your drink?
Well, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. You guys, roofies don't work for me because I am so ADD. I'll take your $20 drink, I'll take one sip, and then I'll put it down, forget where I put it, and then I'll order another one. So don't waste your drugs on me, friends.
Also, you're a fucking loser if you're drugging women. Go home, which is hell, and never come back. You piece of shit. I wish they would open Alcatraz for people like that.
You know what, though? I will have to say the one time that I actually did successfully get roofied, I did put on a really hilarious performance.
Oh. So you were functioning while this was going on.
I don't know if it was functioning because I pretty much looked like a fish out of water on stage flopping around like, is this cute? Is this cute?
Wow.
It hands down goes in the history books of my best feature ever because I couldn't even figure out how to put my shoes on because I was so, like, loopy that I didn't know which was left from right. And in stripper heels, that's really fucking important. So I went on stage barefoot, did not have any shoes, not even to start. I'm infamous for taking them off, but I didn't even start in shoes. And I literally, like, swam on the stage.
Like you were laying down on your belly and swimming. Wow.
I was laying on my belly. And people were throwing money, so it was really slippery. So I was like,
people were giving you money for this? My God. It sounds like the worst strip show ever.
I'm just here to tell all of you baby strippers out there, you don't even have to be a good dancer as long as you're hot. Because if I can go on stage, batshit crazy roofied, and still make money, you can do it too.
Do you think I could do it?
You know what? I don't know. I've seen your dance moves, and I'm not sure.
It's pretty amazing.
And you guys, I want you to stay tuned because I am going to tell you next episode how those dance moves played out this evening because I'm going to get you in a dancing mood. And we're going to listen to whatever that ridiculous music is that you try to make me listen
everybody.
To.
Okay, everybody.
Anyways, ridiculous. She's like, if you can't dance to this, then you got to get out of here. And I'm like, this is disco music.
It's not. I'm sorry. Anybody who grew up in the 80s.
I'm not one of them. I'm sorry.
I know, but knows new shoes because they were a one-hit wonder. And I really, like, I want to play it right now. Can I do that?
Okay. We don't have the licensing for this song.
Well, I can play like 5 seconds of
no,
it.
No, we will get deleted. Deleted. We will get banned and deleted.
That's not true. People play sound bites all the time, right?
I'm just saying, let's not. But you guys can Google it. Stop being lazy. Fine. Get off your butt.
She's being extra cautious. But
it's because this is my only hobby right now, okay?
Okay. Well, it's called I Cannot Wait, and if anybody plays it, you'll remember. It's like a one-hit wonder. Anyways, she called it disco, and I'm like, this isn't disco, dickhead. It's not from the 70s. Thank you.
Whatever.
Okay.
So when you said, what's it called again? Shoes?
New Shoes.
New Shoes.
Spelled N-U-S-H-O-O-Z.
Okay, well, when you said that, I thought you were talking about the YouTube video.
What?
Have you ever seen this YouTube video?
What is that?
Since it's not a song, I can play it, right?
I guess so, but that's what you listen to?
No, but this is what I thought you were referencing, because God. It's so funny, and it's like, okay, can I?
Yeah.
All right, fine, I'll fucking play your song too. 1 second.
Oh.
Okay, so this is what I thought that she, if it ever loads, this is what I thought she was talking about.
Okay.
Happy birthday, twins.
A computer and a car. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Kelly. Oh my God, I'm going to fast forward. Okay. Hold on.
Go ahead. No.
Well, but this isn't a song. Shiz.
Shiz.
What the fuck?
Fishes rule.
Okay, turn it
fishes
off.
Fishes suck.
It's so stupid. Fishes rule. And fishes suck.
Hey, I'm sorry. Why did you think that this is a song that I sent you?
I don't know, but this is like immediately what came into my head in our conversation.
Do you have sometimes problems communicating or following directions?
You know, I have been known to be a slight bit autistic, but...
Okay, well... The song.
Okay, but in our conversation, okay, that's what came into my mind. And in all fairness, let me just check the timestamp here. It was at 9 in the morning. Okay, so let's just stop right there.
Okay, here, I'm
this
playing
is the
it.
Song.
Yeah.
This is what she was talking about.
I mean, come on. I feel like everybody knows that song, but... I mean, you barely even knew what the Goonies were before you met your hubby, so I don't want to hear
it. I knew what the Goonies were.
Barely.
I have seen that movie.
Okay. Okay. Because of him.
No, I saw it before him.
Okay, do you know who Cyndi Lauper is?
No, I don't know anything from the 80s. Zero.
Well,
zero. And I will, educate.
I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but the Goonies was from the 80s.
Well, all right, I know one thing.
So,
and
I've
seen Batman.
What?
Like the old one.
Okay, that was the 90s.
No, this is like the old one. It was
that's
like black
and
white.
That's like the 60s.
Well, I've seen that one.
And the 50s.
Well, I've seen that one.
You think that was the 80s?
It seemed really old.
People, do you see what I'm working with here? It's just, it's like a hodgepodge of misinformation.
I'm just going to go back to drinking my tea.
So, we've talked about nothing super insane or sexual.
Exciting. Well, you know what? My life is a lot more than just sex. Sometimes I take naps. And sometimes I don't watch movies from the 80s.
I don't know how you live. Sounds terrible.
Disney Plus is a thing.
So you told me to remind you about a story next time we podcast. She does this. She'll be like, hey, remind me next time. So I have to basically be her reminder app.
It's true.
You told me to tell you the keyword porno Dan.
Oh, Dan.
And I don't really know this story, so I'm going to be listening along with you guys. I know a little bit, but... She's already cracking up.
Oh my God, it's only because I found a picture while I was waiting for you to get off that obnoxiously long phone call. I found a picture of this story.
That was work.
And...
obnoxiously long. Sorry, I was working.
Okay. So anyways, so when I first got into the industry, there was a studio, and they would hire girls, and it was kind of like supposed to be college dorm room sex theme or whatever. But it was by Porno Dan, who is one of my very, very, very good friends, and I love him to death. he is forever and always my cream pie buddy, because I did not like to take cum on the face from randos, and every single time.
I think it's safe to say most people don't like that, so you're okay.
Well, in porn, you're kind of like, you just gotta sometimes.
I know.
And I didn't want to.
Oh, I can understand that.
So yeah. I was like, I'll just take the cream pie instead, thanks. And everyone thought I was fucking ridiculous, because back then, you got paid more to do that, and I was like, I'll get paid less to not get cum on my face. Like, please don't do that. So I was the cream pie buddy. Anyways, so they used to do this thing called fuck a fan, where this isn't him, but this is one of them, just so you get an idea. So they used to do this thing called fuck a fan.
Is he wearing a toy shield?
It's
and a helmet, like a Roman.
Yes.
Looks like you get it at some sort of toy store. What a nerd.
We would dress them up. Oh, look, here's another one.
He's probably a back-ended engineer.
Look, there's another one.
Oh my God. That guy looks like he's never, he probably never got laid after this at all.
He's like the nerdier version of McLovin. But anyways, yeah, they would do, they would do this thing called fuck a fan, where basically, I don't know how Dan picked these fans, but like a fan would write in or something and he would get picked, and it would be like four girls that would like fuck him. Okay. So I had to
His lucky day, huh?
I know. What is her name?
Porno Jan?
No. I'm trying to remember her name. So I can show you the picture. Anyway, so people would write in. So every week we would go on this show, and I was always there because I was brand new in the industry, and I just did this for fun in between my like big shoots for like Brazzers and Naughty America. Mm-hmm. So I get to... I probably was never sober in any of these scenes, sorry everyone. But so I get there and he was like hiding in his office, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? So there was a girl on set, and he was fucking terrified of this girl because she's notorious for like kind of being a little bit psycho. So he's like hiding, and I'm brand new in the industry, like maybe 2 months in. So I don't know any of these girls, and I'm always like partnered up with older girls. So she walks in and she seems totally fucking normal, and I'm like, okay, great, whatever. So all of us girls are talking and getting to know each other a little bit, drinking, whatever. And all of a sudden the fan walks in and we're like, holy fuck.
Okay, so you're going to show me the picture, but describe it for everybody listening.
Okay, so just so everyone knows, I'm trying really hard not to be offensive, but just to set the mood.
You have to describe it.
You have to kind of describe it a little bit so you can get a better idea. But if you really want to Google it, Google Alexis Monroe, Angelina Valentine, Porno Dan.
So how about you show me the picture and then I'll describe it, and then you're absolved of all sins. Oh my God. Oh my God.
So we would always...
I'm going to describe what I'm seeing just like in a nature channel. Everybody,
we're in the wild.
This is the whitest person I have ever seen. I mean, not even pink. Not like, you know, one of those people who are gingers and they have pink skin. They burn easy. This is like white, like vampire white. And it is the fattest, grossest person. And I'm pretty sure you can't see his penis at all.
I'm gonna show you that part.
Oh,
it gets better.
God.
So anyways, so for every one of these scenes or games or whatever, we always did games. Oh. So
is she trying, in this picture, is she lifting up his rolls to find his penis?
Yes.
God.
So this was me by the end of the scene. So every time we would play games,
what
like
is he wearing on his face?
Oh, we put goggles on. Oh. I'll get there. So every single time we play games, so like sometimes we play beer pong or like a race, or I don't know, we do like dumb shit, like dress them up like Barbie dolls or whatever, just to be funny. And you know, it was a really good time. So we were playing beer pong, I think, in this particular episode. And we would bounce the balls and like bounce them off the dude or whatever before the sex started. And this guy is a very, very, very large man. Well, what happens...
He's super fat, everybody.
What happens when you're really, really large is sometimes your dick looks really, really small.
Yeah, but was it small?
because you're very, very large.
But
so,
was it actually small, do you think?
Yep, and I'm going to show you a picture of it. But in this particular situation, he pretty much has a micro penis. And
I can't even see it. It looks like a, I don't know, one of those baby, you know, rats that are pink.
Do you want to see the worst picture of me in the entire world?
That's pretty bad.
I'm like, ugh. Anyways, so we're like playing this game, whatever, and the ping pong balls kept getting stuck in his fat rolls. So we're like, this isn't working. So we're just going to get to sex now. But we couldn't. It just wasn't working. Like, the dick was too small and we couldn't get in there. And, like, there were three of us girls and we had to, like, hold it up. Hold the stomach up to try to suck the dick, and it just wasn't working. So we put swimmer goggles on him and we decided that we were going to do, like, a squirt-a-thon. Uh-huh. And I obviously was drinking Kool-Aid beforehand. Mm-hmm. And so we were all drinking Kool-Aid. And
why do you keep saying it like that?
So that people didn't think I was coerced into doing something because I was obviously doing
it.
Oh. But anyways.
I mean, wait, that's what you're concerned about?
So we were drinking and we're like, oh, let's do the squirt-a-thon. It's going to be so much fun. Well, obviously the whole point of fucking a fan is for him to like get off and come or whatever and have the best time ever. So one of the girls is trying to give him a blowjob, but she is having very terrible times. So this other girl and I are like, oh, we're going to squirt on you. And he's like, oh my God, yes, 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 yes. And
is that what he sounded like?
Yes. Okay. And he was so into it. So Gina and I were like, okay, we're going to, or Angelina.
Do you sometimes accidentally call her Angelina?
Oh my God. No.
Hey, Gina.
Oh my God.
Just kidding. Okay,
So we're like, okay, we're going to squirt. Well, it was my turn and I could not squirt. So I was like, I'm going to go pee. And I literally peed all over this dude's face.
Did you think it was cum?
And she did too. And it literally turned into this big, huge pee-thon. And that's why we gave him the goggles, was because he, like, was getting it in his eyeballs. So
did he know it was pee?
I'm not exactly sure, but it did not smell like squirt, so I'm pretty sure it was hard to miss.
He doesn't know the difference, like a girl's ever done it with him.
But my whole thing is, it's just like, it was like Hitachi Central. Like, there were just Hitachis everywhere. Look, this, that's not him.
Are you talking about vibrators?
Yeah, a Hitachi is like a vibrator for your clit, and it like makes you, it helps you squirt, I guess. But look at this one. So, look, she is literally, like, using the Hitachi and squirting all over his face. And you can see it. And that's, like, one of us is holding up the roll and one of us is squirting.
Oh.
But I just loved these Fucka fans so much because it's literally, like,
I just, like,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the guy was small or big or tall or skinny or whatever, like every single Fuck a Fan story is literally the same level of obnoxiousness.
God.
Like, it is just complete and utter madness. I was Googling some of the other ones that I had done because I was like, oh my God, I have to like take a walk down memory lane. And my very first live show with Porno Dan ever, it was a salad tossing webcam. Mm. So basically, it was like a live show, but it was in the middle of the day, so there weren't going to be a lot of viewers. Well, it was my very first one, so I didn't know. And so I'm like, well, what is salad tossing? And they're like, oh, you just lick the guy's butthole. And I'm like, cool, okay. And they're like, here are all your props. And it was like whipped cream and cherries and sprinkles to like make it really
fun. I hope this person took a shower first.
Yeah. He did.
Oh, good.
And they were like, here are your handcuffs and bondage and all this. And they're like, okay, so he really likes anal. So, like, you're going to use this dildo. And you're going to, like, you know, warm it up real good. And then you're going to put the dildo in his butt. Well, obviously, I had done that before. So I was like, oh, okay. And I was a complete fucking idiot because I had no idea they were fucking with me. So on the live show and I'm like, oh yeah. And I like tie him up and he's got his hands behind his back and he's got a pink blindfold on and his legs are tied together and he's like all bent over on the couch and I'm like putting the whipped cream on and I put the sprinkles and then I get the toy and I'm like, okay.
Oh, shit.
Thinking that that's what he was so into, I'm like, oh my God, he's going to love it, right? He's going to think this is the coolest day ever.
He'd freak out.
He fucking lost it. He was not happy. He completely lost his fucking mind.
Well, it was a sneak attack, so.
I didn't know that. Yeah. So he like flew off the couch and started a fight in the office. It was like a fucking problem. Oh. And little did I know at the time, this was a director for one of the biggest companies in the industry. And I didn't know that because I'm brand new. So I tried to put a dildo in this dude's asshole. And then he blocked me from working for that company for years, years. It wasn't until like 2016 I saw him again. And mind you, this is like many years later. He was like, I still hold a grudge against you for putting that in my butt. And I had no choice of you being on set today. And it was the best day of my life.
So you achieved penetration.
I did.
Oh. Wow. That must have been forceful. Well,
I didn't know. It was a small dick, okay? It was like one of those little tiny bullet vibrators. Oh. They're like a finger, right. Okay? It was not that big of a fucking deal, you pansy. You fucking make girls come to set and take big ass giant dicks the size of fists in their asshole, but you can't take one pinky.
I know. See?
So anyways, he like blacklisted me for a really long time. So Robert, I'm still not sorry.
Fuck you, Robert.
Fuck you.
Take it up the ass, Robert. Like a real man.
Oh my God. And he still tried to deny it. He was like, this didn't happen. This is against my will. I'm like, so you're saying I raped you on set, sir? Me. Okay. You're right. He's like, I didn't say that.
So, I told you about my friends who have been listening to our show, and they absolutely love it. And it's sort of them getting away. It's like when they get a sneak time away from the kids go night-night, or someone's working out, and it's sort of like a treat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of my friends had a good suggestion, and I think it would be... Oh, she's already getting into the alcohol. I have a beer fridge in my office, and she's sneaking a beer.
It's not.
I'm telling on you. Sorry. It's a hard cider.
You're a cunt.
Stop tapping it on the damn. Oh, it's going to spray everywhere.
It's like my squirt. Can you taste it?
Ugh, God. Anyways, so she's like, you need to talk about... You know, she talks about her stories. I think you need to do lesbian stories. And I'm like, oh, God.
Late night lesbian stories.
So I have a story for you.
Mm.
Since we've learned that you're not so educated on lesbian things. So I figure...
I'm trying to learn. Yeah. I have 3 girl-girl shoots this month, okay?
Yeah, well, last episode or the episode before we figured out that you have little or no knowledge of actual lesbian sex. So we had to do a... quick tutorial.
You guys, porn lesbian sex and real lesbian sex are 2 completely different things.
Yeah,
and
I think you're the last one to figure that out behind all of your fans.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying I don't have real lesbian sex that often. And when I do, they're porn stars. So it's like...
That's not real lesbian sex.
I'm just saying there's normally a dick involved. So I don't know.
Okay.
I'm learning. Okay, here's the deal. I'm learning, okay? I have the best...
It's okay that you don't know.
Lesbian porn stars helping me out, and they're going to teach me how to eat the vagina, okay?
Well, it's okay that you didn't know.
I'm learning
now. I think everyone forgave you.
I'm just really good at taking dicks in the butt. What can I say?
Yeah. I mean... Yeah.
Everyone has their specialty.
But I think it's funny that you just didn't know about this stuff, because I would say that most people would think you are an expert sexpert. So...
No.
Not it. All right. So I'm going to start sharing lesbian sex stories with you.
I'll take notes.
So.
I need a coaster.
Here's a coaster. This was early 20s. So I go to a famous bar in my 20s that it was, you know, a lesbian bar. That we always would go to, and I brought a girl home, and she was super cute, and kind of knew her from, it's like, you know, third rung of friends type of thing. All right, and I'm, you know, one thing leads to another, and I'm going down on her, and next thing I know, there's a giant wad of toilet paper in my mouth.
Oh!
And I was like, phew, like I just spit it out. And I'm telling my friends the next day, and they're like, what'd you do? I'm like, well, I just kept going. I want to make her feel bad. And I was super wasted, so who cared at the time? But in the morning, I was like, oh, God. So I learned a valuable lesson. Is if you're going to take somebody home from the bar, chances are they have used the restroom and they should probably shower. So then I made this habit of making people shower.
I feel like that's mandatory. I have been complimented so many times. I'm being like, hey, do you want a toothbrush and some mouthwash? And there's the shower and here's a towel. And they're like, what? And I'm like, get in there or you're not getting in here. The end. That's it.
Well, and I think there's this whole stigma that, you know, girls are cleaner than guys. And
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah, I mean, I know I've seen men's bathrooms before, and men are pretty fucking disgusting.
They're the worst.
They splash everywhere, but I'm saying, like, personal hygiene and how much they shower and how well they scrub. There is a way to scrub and clean your vagina, and I will tell you that more than once I have gone down a girl and totally had some clit cheese. And I was like, listen, how you clean a clitoris is you have to pull the hood back. You have to, like, clean it with soap. Why don't people know that?
I will never forget the very first time that I learned this lesson. Because, I mean, like, I was a late masturbator in life. So, like, I wasn't really super familiar in that area. And I remember watching my friend take a shower one time. And I was like, are you doing? And I was like staring in disbelief, like, what is happening right now? And I had no idea what a douche was. Oh. And I had no idea what was going on. And so finally I'm like, now mind you, we're like in middle school.
Yeah.
And she had already gotten her period and whatnot. So it was like a thing. And so I was like, the fuck? Fast forward to probably like 19, 20. No, I was probably 20. I was at my girlfriend's house and her man had just had sex. Well, she really liked anal. So I'm like talking to her and she's like douching out her butthole. Uh-oh. And I'm just like, what is going on? And I was like brand new and I had no fucking clue what was going on. She's like, okay, so this is how you do this and this is how you do that. And she gave me a whole tutorial on like cleaning out your vagina and not to use the vinegar and how to douche your butthole and how to make sure you get those little hairs at the top of your butt crack. And I literally felt like such a fucking idiot. And then like 2 weeks later I got into porn and I was like, this is such good knowledge.
Yeah. I mean, I think obviously in porn, I would think it would even be more important because it's a professional thing. You don't want to be like, oh, that person has nasty, sweaty genitalia that smells bad. I'm never working with them again.
Well, I think the industry, like, that is one thing that I will compliment because there's a lot of negativity going around in the industry right now. But I think the one really great thing about being in porn is that everyone is very, very kind when it comes to personal hygiene. Like, I've been on set and the director has been like, hey, babe, like, you need to go get a baby wipe or just because, like, you had something or whatever. Or, like, if, you know, you're going down on a girl and it's super not fresh, just be like, hey, let's cut and, you know, go prep. And that's kind of, like, the nice way of being like, okay, like, you fucked it up the first time.
Right.
And especially, like, on anal days, I will give it to male performers and directors because they are the most patient and kind human beings in the entire world on anal days because... as girls, we're starving, we're trying to fucking douche, we're trying not to shit everywhere, we're trying to stretch our buttholes, like, we've got a lot on our plate.
Oh, God.
And I don't know if any of you guys out there have anal sex often, but spooge is your worst enemy. It's like butt jelly. And it is disgusting, and you don't know it's happening. And then all of a sudden, you see the male talent, like, wiping your asshole, and you're like, thanks, friend!
So, when you're saying spooge, that's...
it's basically like when you douche out your butthole and it's like water and whatnot and shit and all that comes out.
Aren't you supposed to do that ahead of time? So it...
yeah, but what happens is when you put too much lube in there, it kind of turns into jelly. And then when you're fucking, the friction, it kind of like, I don't know, it just makes a jelly. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. No,
but all I know is that sometimes you have jelly and it's gross. And I think that that's the
butt jelly.
Butt jelly. All right. We call it spooge.
Oh, God.
But it's, like, really great because the director will be like, oh, I got it. And they'll just come in with, like, a baby wipe or, like, wipe it off your leg or whatever. And nobody knows. Mm. And the scene comes out and everyone's like, oh, my God, that's so hot. And meanwhile, you're like, huh.
So what you're saying is on a hot day, you shouldn't ride your bike to set.
Probably not. Okay. And also, I have good learned the very valuable lesson that on a hot day in Las Vegas, you probably shouldn't fuck on a truck bed either.
Ew.
Because I had to do that on an anal
day. What kind of bumpkin sex was happening in that movie? My God.
It was an anal day, too.
Oh.
So I was starving and in the heat, and I burnt my ass on the truck bed. It was not good.
Sounds like a terrible day.
I found those panties the other day, though, and I was like, ah, the memories.
Oh, you should sell them.
They're on my website.
You should sign them.
They're on my website, shop.alexismonroe.com.
You hear that, everybody? You can freshly buy your panties.
Freshly worn panties. Mm. And for an extra fee, I'll give you some spooge.
Oh, so gross. I mean, no judgment of anybody who wants to buy your panties, but I'm her friend and that sounds disgusting to me.
My favorite is when people ask me to send them vials of my urine because what? I really like doing that. Not gonna lie. I get a lot of enjoyment out of those kind of people.
This has got to, I mean, this is a whole nother episode. This is, I mean, the psychological... I don't know what happens to a person that they want somebody else's urine, especially, I mean, just in general, but especially as strangers. Is it, what is that? Is that just like, I want a part of you, I want your hair? I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of, like, scary documentaries about this sort of thing.
I don't know. I mean, I've had people be like, can you hook up with a random dude and send me the used condom when you're done? And I'm just
I'm sorry, another man asked you to hook up with a random man...
And send me the used condom.
Do you think, and you've shared with me, I don't know how much I can talk about it, some requests, some weird requests that are, I think they're a little weird. And they have nothing to do with sex, because I know you get people that say, you know, sex doesn't do it for me, so I need other things. So this is, I don't know what happened to somebody in their childhood that they would rather have a vial of urine than to actually have sex with somebody, but I hope that you get some help. And learn about, you know what? Vulnerability.
Hubby and I talked about this before, and he's like, because I get some really awesome requests on my OnlyFans for custom videos, mm-hmm. and then I get some really weird requests, which I'm not knocking anyone, sure. anyone's, like, sexual preference, but there are just sometimes...
Unless you are killing things or...
Well, there are just sometimes where I'm just like, oh my God, like, I have a very short no list, but there are a few things on my no list that I just mm-hmm. shall not do. Mm-hmm. And people give these very detailed requests, and they're like, you can tell that there is something not right.
Right. Inside. That's what I'm saying. Somebody like that might be requesting these strange things might have a dead woman in the freezer, saved toenail clippings from somebody that they've run into, or maybe killing, you know, small animals on their off time. So be careful.
I just want to know the weirdest porn they've ever watched. That's what I want to know. Mm. Because have you ever been on Pornhub and ended up down like the porn black hole? Mm-hmm. Where you just started clicking around, and then before you know it, you're like, what the fuck is that?
No.
And all of a sudden, it's like a train wreck, and you can't stop watching, so you got to keep watching mm-hmm. it, and then you're just, like, appalled at what's happening.
No.
And you're so embarrassed, you, like, have to close your computer and, like, shove it under the desk and pretend like it's dead for, like,
a week.
I told
you, I don't watch porn. I know you think it's strange, but I don't.
Okay. Well, I don't watch porn all that much because it's hard for me with all my friends in the industry, but right. I have...
Oh, look, there's Sally. We just had wine the other night, and she's taking it out of the beehole.
Right. And also, we all talk shop, so it's like, I know if, like, someone had a bad scene right. or a good scene or, like, all right. the shit that happens literally
yeah.
on set. So it's really hard.
Wait, I have a question. What can you share one of the ones that you've rejected, like, one of the requests you've rejected? A weird one. What was your no?
So I don't do fecal play at all. Mm. Like, I can't do it. I can't.
I wonder why. That's weird. Why don't you want to play in fecal matter?
Just can't.
Something about it.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's too hot for me.
Oh, gosh.
But I have had a request to literally, like, not prep and just do an anal scene. And, like, if there's fecal matter on the dildo, they'll pay more for it. Mm. And I'm just like, it's not that outlandish, but it's one of my no list things that I'm just like, I can't do it. And this person was very, 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 very adamant about this video. Like,
can you tell how much, can you say how much they were willing to pay?
Yeah, $10,000.
Shut up.
And I was
okay,
like,
give him my email.
I'm like, I can only shit on dicks on accident, okay?
I will send you all the poop you want. Just kidding.
But I mean, like, how are you going to sit there and film it? Like, you're trying to be so sexy and you're like, do you like it when I fuck my dirty asshole?
Oh.
And I would not even be able to keep a straight face.
Right.
I would be dying laughing and it would be the worst video in the world. Like, when I start getting nervous, I start laughing hysterically and I can't stop. And that's normally when I start walking away because it's really awkward because I just can't stop laughing. And that's exactly what that video would be. It would be me laughing with shit on a dick.
So gross.
It would just not be good.
I just... So
that I'm not as embarrassed, I need your funny stories, okay? I need the funniest porn that you've ever watched or most disturbing porn you've ever watched. I need to hear about it.
Me?
Alexis Monroe, XXX on Twitter, alexismonroe.co on Instagram.
Yeah, and we don't want to hear, oh, and it was so hot. No, this is, I stumbled upon this and it freaked me out and we don't care about your fetish and, you know, how your mom didn't hug you enough or some bullshit.
No, I just want to hear like the most disturbing because I feel like everyone's is different. But for me, it's just like, again, another like crazy request. I've had someone that wanted me to shit in a toilet and then just leave it there.
And leave?
And like leave.
In a hotel room?
Yep. Just come in, go to the bathroom, and then leave.
Did you do it?
No.
Oh.
I can't just...
I might have done that one.
I can't do that.
If I'm not even... I know, but they just, I mean, what is, like, on the other side of it, what does this person do? They go in the hotel room and roll around on the floor because you stood there and look at your waist and jack off? Like, what?
I'm just saying, I don't know, but I'm very disturbed by it. I have a really hard time. Like, there are some people out there who don't like spit. There are some people out there who think that anal is disgusting. There are people that don't like squirt or cum or whatever.
Right.
Everyone has their, like, grossed out thing, and that's my grossed out thing. Mm. Like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I cannot do it.
I understand that you cannot do that. I wouldn't be able to do that either, so... I mean,
please stop asking me to play with my own feces, friends.
Yeah,
please.
That's...
I'll lick my armpits all day. I just won't do that.
Do you get requests to lick your armpits? Oh, God. I mean, that's not weird, like, gross to me, but it's just why... I just want to know the story of why this person finds that attractive. There's got to be a reason.
I think, oh my God, I just love this picture so much.
I don't want to see this guy's small dick ever again.
Are you sure?
Ugh. She keeps showing me these pictures. Well, so I'm going to start sharing my lesbian stories with you to
I like your lesbian story. I don't think I've ever gotten toilet paper in my mouth.
Well, look at that, everybody. I'm one up and a porn star. It's a good day in America.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I think this is going to be the end. So we got to pick a state.
Oh, man.
Let's do one where you and hubby went together. Those are always good. What about the one... Didn't you go to some small town in Texas?
I've been to a lot of small towns in Texas, but I think today's episode is going to be about Flint, Michigan.
Oh, okay. Don't drink the water.
So we had to go to the Hustler Club in Flint, Michigan. And this was right in the high of all the water. So like when they dropped us off at the hotel, we got like cases of bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously Flint is not a very, you know, fancy town. But I did get to encounter a very interesting scientist who requested that I give him lap dances over and over and over again.
Are you sure he was a real scientist?
You know, the reason why this story is so funny is because he literally told me about his experiments that he was doing in his lab.
Would you know if he was making these up?
I have no idea, okay. But it was really creepy because he requested that I be completely naked and I have to just sit and grind on his lap. And it was like...
While he talked about his experiments?
While he talked about his work that he was doing. And the whole time I'm like, I'm so hungry. I need a cheeseburger. And I'm like, okay, so we've got some like, you know, chemicals here or this or that. And he was talking about like, I don't know. I was not even trying to pay attention because I'm like, you are talking nonsense back there. And so I would do like two or three dances and then I would go and like talk to other people and he'd be like, I want some more, please. And so then we'd go back there and he would just keep repeating the same.
He would say, I want some more, please.
Yes. Oh. And then he would keep saying these things over and over and over and over again. And I'm like, this guy's fucking weird. So I'm like, okay, the night's over. He's gone. Thank God. The next night comes. Same fucking dude. But today he is a professor. And all he wants to talk about...
I called it, everybody.
All he wants to talk about is how I'm a very bad girl and I didn't pass biology.
Okay.
And now I have to make up for it. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? I'm like, yesterday you were talking to me about fucking, like, chemistry and vials of nonsense and liquid and, like, I don't even fucking know. And now today I'm a very bad biology student and you need to teach me a lesson in detention. And it was the most, like... I was very concerned about his mental
stability. Yeah, well, I'm sure this is not the first time you had somebody talk about their fetish, but this seems...
No.
The delivery seems a little strange.
This was, like, above and beyond. It was like, this is my profession, and I'm a scientist, and today we're working on some bio, blah, 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 blah. And he was, like, so into it. And the next day, it was like that never even existed. Like, he completely dressed differently, redid his hair, like trying to be someone else.
Okay.
It was like he had multiple personalities or something. And so it was the most crazy thing. And I was dancing at two strip clubs. They were across the street from each other. And so since it was the last night, I was like, oh my God, thank God he's gone. Because I was going to the other club. I shit you not, he came in there and was a completely fucking different person a third time around. And he was like, yeah, you know, I'm a cocktail server.
I'm sorry, he went from chemist to a professor to a cocktail server.
Or bartender or something. Okay. And he was like, you should come to my bar sometime. And like, I don't know if he was trying to act gay or if maybe he was really gay or what. But he was very flamboyant, and Hubby was like, this guy's a fucking lunatic,
right.
And I don't think you should go in VIP anymore because...
Good call, Hubby.
This is a little bit terrifying.
Yeah.
And so Hubby is very large and scary looking, and I had two other big, large, scary looking men also helping me. And he literally was, like, taunting them. He's like, when is she going to be out? When is she going to be out? When is she going to be out?
Oh.
And they're like... She's coming. It's fine. Like, she'll be on stage soon. And he would not drop it. And finally, when I, like, came on stage, he was like a kid in a candy store. You'd think that he worked his whole life just to see me on stage. It was the most...
Maybe he has.
...creepy experience.
Sounds like he's got quite a few jobs, so just making ends meet.
I was like, man, I wonder what your salary is like as a bartender, professor, and scientist.
Wow, must, like, make a lot of money.
How do you do that? How do you juggle all these jobs?
Oh.
Anyways.
Well,
there it is. I love those creepy ones.
So until next time.
Adios, muchachos. It's sushi time.
We out.
Goodbye.